Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Let's Talk America. My name is Lewis, and I'll be your host for tonight. And I just wanted to talk a few things. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but when I went to the gas station to put gas in my car, I noticed the price went up almost 30%. I mean, not 30%, 30 cents. Now, who has noticed that besides just me? I thought the president didn't mention that, you know, that now this will be affecting us, what was going on between Russia and Ukraine. But apparently, that was another lie. And now we are actually getting affected with the gases, prices, and everything all over the United States. Now, I'm predicting that probably by 2 or 3 weeks, we'll probably be reaching at $4 a gallon. You know, I have to put premium in my car. I can use the cheaper one, even though the cheaper one is still expensive. But the premium one, right now I'm actually paying, it was $4.44 per gallon. That's very expensive, you know. I understand that, you know what, everyone's entitled to their opinion. Everyone can say what they want to say, but I'm just telling you what I'm seeing and the facts that it's being shown to us by this administration and how they have been lying to us constantly and constantly. Now, apparently because of the inflation that's going on all over the United States, it's because of the war, the merchandise not being here. Companies apparently just putting the prices that they want. I don't think that it is it. Mr. President, Vice President, I believe that you guys should take responsibility, man up, and try to get this situation fixed as soon as possible. A lot of Americans right now are suffering. People have to go to work, and look at that. We have to put gas in our vehicles, and it's getting more expensive again. So, I don't know if you noticed this, but when Joe Biden was Vice President, our gas almost reached $5 a gallon. You know, the State of the Union that he spoke recently, he said, don't worry, this will not affect us. I think he meant it's not going to affect him and every other politician because, you know, they get their gas for free. Unlike us, that we have to pay for it and put our money and sweat that we have worked for very hard back into the gas. You know? So, I would love for you guys to give me your opinion. Don't be shy. If you disagree, great. Let me know that you disagree. If you agree, great. Let me know why you agree. But again, this administration needs to stop lying to us. Tell us how it is. Be honest. Be real. You know, it won't hurt our feelings. Just be straight out with us. Let us know. You know, Pelosi, I don't know why you're there. I think you should have been retired years ago. Harris, I'm sorry. I understand that you're the first woman vice president. American first woman vice president to be there in office. But again, you know, what have you done? You know, if someone could tell me what has she's done to make America better, please let me know. If anyone could tell me what Joe Biden has done to make America better, please let me know. All right. Well, thank you very much, guys. I just wanted to cut this type of issues. Again, I believe within 2 weeks, we'll be reaching $4 a gallon. But again, that's just my prediction. I will still have to do more research and hope, you know, that I am wrong, because I really don't feel like reaching $4 per gallon here in the States. I know in Oregon right now, they're having like almost, what, $6 a gallon? You know, that's insane. President, all you got to do is open up the pipelines that you close down on your first day of administration, and I guarantee you that those gas prices will go down. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to me. I hope you like my podcast. Please share it with everyone else. You know, thank you very much, and you guys have a good night.